This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Barry Cloyd. He's performing in The Roots of Folk, a concert tomorrow night at the GAR Hall. Barry, so good to see you again.
Thank you. Great to be here. It's good to see you both.
Now, this is sort of a follow-up to a concert that you did back in January, I think, another concert at the GAR Hall, and you shared the bill with the Way Down Wanderers,
yes.
And you've got them coming back for this concert. So what can you tell us about them?
Oh, they're just a great bunch of guys, and the way this all started, it's a pretty cool story how this all started. I've known some of these guys for quite a while, and one of the guys who is not in that band but in the other band who's playing, a young man named Justin Aluba, and Justin was a guitar student of mine a few years back, and I finally got to the point where there wasn't anything where I could teach him. He's just very talented, and he introduced me to some folks he was playing with, and that's where the Way Down Wanderers got started. It's Colin Krause, Ben Montalbano, Paul Perellis, Austin Thompson, and John Williams. Actually got their names right. and so they called me last December and they said, you know, we've got this new band and we want to know if we can open a show for you. And I said, yeah, let's make something happen. So we decided to do this Roots of Folk thing at the GAR Hall, and it went really well. It sold very well. And since then, these guys have done really, really well. They're opening all kinds of shows for some big name acts, and they're playing Chicago a lot. And they're just great guys and very talented. And so part of our deal was that let's maybe continue this if it's successful, see if we can do another one. And who knows, maybe a series if it works. And so that's where this came from, the second one. And Justin is now involved with his band, Walton Pond, and looking, they're going to open it up. Then the Way Down Wanderers is going to come on, and then my band, Kiltricity, is going to finish it out. And it's kind of an intergenerational thing. It's I get to sort of be a sort of mentor to these guys, hopefully in some way or shape or form, because it's a lot of fun doing that.
Well, talk about the music repertoire.
Oh, gosh. Well, they've got a lot of original things and some traditional things. And that's pretty much the way we're going to run this whole thing. We're going to have anybody who wants to do original stuff, they're going to be free to do it, because that is the lifeblood of what we do, is having, you know, putting original stuff out there and having people enjoy it. And in order to do that, one of the tricks of the trade is you mix in things that people know. And so we're going to have things mixed in that people know as well. There'll be some traditional folky type things. There'll be some... there's going to be one Dylan tune that I just can't wait to do, and I want everybody to sing along with it. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but it's a natural sing-along, one of those. And so we're going to do that kind of thing. And it's a mix of roots, folk, Americana, a lot of very, very good instrumentation. These folks can all play very well. I mean, these are excellent musicians. And so in my band, we've got a mix of stuff, guitars, banjo, mandolin, bass, fiddle. We've got flutes and whistles and world percussion. And they have a similar thing, except they've got kit drums and all of that, and a guy who plays cello. And it's just a really neat mix of mostly acoustic, amplified acoustic instruments. And so it is our take on what is really now gotten to be very, very big again, which is the root sound. Thanks to, of course, the Down from the Mountain tour and most recently Mumford & Sons and their huge popularity, and the festival scene has gotten so big, and we're all part of that. That's what I've been doing ever since I was 6 years old. So it finally got popular again.
So you've got three different bands sharing the bill on this concert, and
right.
Do each of those three kind of come at this repertoire with a different take? Aside from the different instrumentations, I mean, do each of you have a different... you know, a different view on this?
Yeah, really. And when you think about it, it's kind of natural because these folks are much younger than me. And I love that because it's just such a pleasure playing with up-and-coming folks that really are good. I mean, really good. And so they have their own age range point of view, which is, of course, different than mine because I've been around doing this for quite a while. But that's probably the biggest difference you'll notice is their outlook from their generational point of view. Very interesting, and once again put together with an incredible amount of musicianship and heart and soul. That's what it's all about.
And talk a little bit about the GAR Hall as a venue. It seems like, knowing you over the years, Barry, that's one of the places you've kind of come to and go back to. And what's your association with that?
Peoria's historic GAR Hall. It was built right after the Civil War by the remaining veterans of the Civil War, and it is a Peoria institution and a real gem. And most people just notice the Cannonball Building downtown. And my association has been, over the years, I've done several shows there, several with Brian Fox Ellis, some Prairie Folklore Theater things. And a little while ago, a gentleman by the name of Bill Ordaz started pretty much running it for the Landmark, Central Illinois Landmark Foundation. And Bill came to me and he said, you guys did some shows here. Would you like to continue to do that? And I said, sure, let's talk. And so that's where it came from again. And I love the space. It's just a big open room with a really nice stage and lots of history. If you care for history, the Peoria type, you can walk around and look at everything that's in there. But mostly it's just a really, really cool venue. And it's one that has been underused, I think, underutilized in Peoria over the years. And now people are starting to get the idea that, yeah, it's a pretty cool place to be, and it's a great place for a show like this.
Now, in this concert, you're playing with your band, Keltricity, as opposed to playing solo. Right. What's the reward for you being able to move back and forth between those two different modes in your career?
I don't have to think as much when they're working No, really, it's I love playing with other people. And one of the reasons I do so many solo shows is because, frankly, to make a living, you got to keep your expenses low. And when I'm working with these guys, they have day jobs and they don't really have the ability to tour. But that has nothing to do with how good they are as musicians and what great friends they are. It is a joy to play with these folks. It's Tommy Jones, T.J. Jones, Bruce Bergethon, and Tony Crow from the Robin Crow Band. They all play with other bands. They all kind of float around, but this sort of feels like home. And when we get together at my place to rehearse, which is usually just nothing but a party, it is a joy. And so it's, you know, it lets me back off just a bit and let someone else take in. And one of the neatest things about it as a songwriter is to see some other folks who really kind of dig the stuff you write. And these guys seem to like that and actually request, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And usually it's some of the original stuff that they're wanting to do. And so that's kind of nice to see your own ideas take off and fly on the wings of somebody else.
Well, speaking of music that you write, you're coming out with your 10th CD. Will you be doing some new songs on the CD?
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of new stuff. In fact, it'll pretty much all be new. And that's in the works. It's about half done. I've started it out with being co-produced by Tim Carter down in Nashville. And Tim is a Grammy winner and with the Carter Brothers Band. And his Grammy win is for production on a CD that was done by Bela Fleck and Alison Krauss. And so this guy is well-connected. And in fact, they just did Music City Roots, the TV show. He and his brother Danny and their band just did that about 3 days ago. And so Tim, I started working with Tim about 2 years ago and off and on going down to Nashville and making this happen. So that's all new, and the second half is going to be produced here by my dear friend Gary Manuel, who I've worked with many times. He has Mirror Image Studios based in Bartonville, and Gary's a great guy and has an incredible ear. I hope you're listening, Gary. He really is good. And so that's just beginning. The second half is just beginning, and I don't know when it's going to be ready. It takes so much longer to do these things than you think it's going to take, but it's okay. I had to write the second half, too. You know?
Well, and I bet the thrill is never gone that you think this is going to be your 10th CD. It's as exciting as the first, second, and third.
Yeah, it's so cool because you never know what stuff is going to turn out like, because I'm used to hearing it done usually as a solo or with the band, but it's always different. And in the studio, you can do so much more. You can add, you know, stack in your harmony vocals, and I can play seven or eight instruments in the thing. And that's one of the joys for me, is to be able to go in and plug in that way. But yeah, it's coming along. You know, I don't have a date, but it's coming along.
Well, another project you've got coming up, I guess next month you're headed up to Chicago and you're going to be doing a performance there with someone who used to play with Buddy Guy.
He still does.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, his name is Marty Salmon. And Marty, I got connected with Marty Salmon through a gent I play with on the riverboat, a guy named Ted Lehman. And Ted is the guy who founded the old-time piano competition, the World Championship, that's here in Peoria every year. And Ted turned Marty Salmon on to this when he was 14. And he went in and competed and won the world championship twice as a 14-year-old in the youth division, and went on to continue his music. And he got picked up by Buddy Guy at the age of 28, and he's been on the road touring the world with Buddy for 10 years. He's now 38. And Marty is connected with everybody and their dog in the blues scene. And I've been fortunate enough to do two other shows with Marty and those guys in the Buddy Guy Band. I've got another one coming up July 27th. That's up in Chicago. So that's just like, pinch me, you know? It's just so cool to play with those folks.
It's fun to follow you on Facebook. You really are all over the place.
Mm. I got to. I get bored so fast, and, you know, if I slow down, I just fall asleep, so that's no fun. I got to keep rolling. You know, it keeps you young. It really does.
And I think that's also just a condition of being a working musician. You know, you always have to have not just your next thing lined up, but two or three after that. You can't have too much dead space in the calendar.
No, because it's very – you got to fill it up, and you got to pay the bills. But it's very hard to do that if you wait too long. You've got to think timing is very important when you're doing on your own booking and stuff. And so I start as soon as I'm – you know, as soon as the snow is looking like it's going away, I jump on it and really start jamming, trying to book things for the whole season. And it's booked up pretty well, pretty much out to the end of the year now. And that, you know, you got to keep that rolling, because otherwise you're going to starve or be living on the street. And that doesn't look like any fun to me.
Barry Cloyd is headlining the Roots of Folk concert at the GAR Hall in downtown Peoria. It's tomorrow night at 7:30. Barry, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you guys, and I hope you can come to the show.
And Nathan, the First Friday's art gallery tours are tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., dozens of local artists are opening their studio doors where patrons can purchase one-of-a-kind original art. And this particular First Friday, you can watch Michael Kirshner's live mural arts demonstration at the studios on Sheridan Sunbeam Building. Plan to stop on by.
And finally, Suzette, singer-songwriter Chris Vellillo is presenting a concert, Abraham Lincoln in Song, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the main branch of the Peoria Public Library. This performance is one of several events they're having in conjunction with the library's exhibit, Lincoln, the Constitution, and the Civil War. That's a traveling exhibit on display at the library through June 30th.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to subscribe to our weekly podcast for a longer version of this interview, go to peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.